Grand Prince Geza and religion.
It is common knowledge that most of the credit for proselytizing Hungary could be given to our first king, St. Stephen I, 1997-1038. As a deeply religious leader, he established a Christian kingdom in the Carpathian Basin, organized archdioceses, created the regional county system, and tirelessly directed the missionary work of Christianity. He led our nation to the grand community of European Christians. While we shouldn't be blinded by his commitments and by his long reign, we have to ask the question, what did Geza, between 972-997, inherit from his father as the last emperor who acquired his throne as a pagan? Christianity was not entirely unknown for Hungarians, or most importantly, for powerful and influential individuals even before Geza's ascension to leadership. According to the Saint Method biography, during the Wandering Times, an emperor called up Method. The emperor chatted with him as an equal man, gave him presents, and let him go with a request to pray for him. Around 948, when visiting the Byzantine emperor, leader Bulcu was baptized, similarly to Gyula, in 950, in order to maintain a good relationship with the Eastern Byzantine Empire. In 953, at the center of the Eastern Empire, Friar Hierotheos was ordained to become the Bishop of Turkias, Hungary. We have no documents to support whether he did any missionary work at all. To make the relationship with the Byzantine line interesting, we know that Gyula's daughter from Transylvania became Geza's wife. Some historians maintain that the eastward expansion of Christianity preceded the westward expansion. It is well documented that in the 10th century, the relationship between Rome and Constantinople became frail, but the big chasm came only after the deaths of Geza and St. Stephen in 1054. The missionary movement coming from west was greatly delayed due to the competing factions, the religious centers, such as the Diocese of Passau and the Archdiocese of Salzburg. Well after Geza's birth, around 945, but still during his father Tokshan's reign in 963, Holy Roman Emperor Otto I, 962-973, forbade Zacchaeus' missionary priests' journey to Hungary. In 972, Bishop Pilgrim of Passau prevented missionary Wolfgang Eisdalny friars' travel to Hungary. Had they traveled, they would have found numerous Christians living in the Carpathian Basin. In 955, after the defeat in Augsburg, the military interventions to the west ceased to exist. The soldiers who conducted these actions, however, came back not only with goods but with slaves as well. Historians usually didn't waste much time writing about these men, who were either freed by ransom, mostly by the wealthy, but others were kept as servants and slaves and were sometimes forced to join the army. From 973, we finally have some data on the arrival of the Western missionary Bruno of St. Gallen. He arrived at the court of the emperor, since he probably didn't have a large group of missionaries to assist the mass populace to proselytize. After the death of Tokshan in 972, Geza, as a young emperor, found himself in a challenging foreign political situation. In the same year, the rivalry of the East and West became non-existent after the marriage of then-Roman Emperor Otto II, 973-983, and the Byzantine prince Teofanu. The Hungarian territory, as a buffer, cut in between the two sides. In this situation, Geza sought out the shield of the Christian religion, and along with his brother Mihai, both of them were baptized. In 973, however, while he didn't travel, Geza sent 12 noblemen to the Quedlinburg Assembly of the Roman Empire during Easter, where they appeared with the Pope, the King of Denmark, the Czech Emperor, and the son of the Polish King. The emissaries of the Byzantine Emperor were also present. Geza had to forfeit the territory between Enns and Triesen, which was under his influence. Geza managed to maintain a good relationship with Emperors Otto I and Otto II, but he had to continue his conquest with his immediate neighbors, Henrik, the Wrangler of Bavaria, and Count Lippert from Badenburg. In 984, Geza conquered Melk again, but lost it along with the Vienna Basin in 991. This is the time where, at the River Leuta, the historic border of Austria and Hungary originated.